decided to stick around. Oh, she took the denim jacket off.
Where was I going to go?
Well, I thought maybe after all those insults about
your
center part and your chuggy jacket.
Yeah, she took the jacket off.
I've parted my hair on the side now.
Oh, you did, yeah.
She's already feeling better.
Feeling better about my nose from this angle. Mm-hmm. I've done a lot of things. I would like to say, though...
Yes.
Rocco, if anyone has watched our YouTube videos and you watch today's, Rocco, you look like you're sitting on the floor.
I know. Lori is
sitting on the ceiling, and I'm in the middle, and I'm in a warm light situation, and you guys are in bright blue lights.
Mm-hmm. We need some lighting experts here.
I know it. I like my lighting. When I had to sit at your chair the other day, you know, when you were gone.
I insist on the purest, the worst YouTube lighting possible.
You have it.
Yeah, I know.
You
I
have it because this, where I sit, I have the warm, the warm glow. So I could really.
You're right, though. If you look at us from left to right, Lori's like on the ceiling.
Lori's on the ceiling.
And I'm on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it. We look like on that slope on the Price is Right where the guy that helped the mountain climber goes down.
We really do. Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so funny. All right. What do we know? Oh, something just disastrous happened. So Lori sends me a text last night. And this is what it says, Rocco, because you'll appreciate Lori. It's at 9:32 p.m. Sharon Stone on Corden. And I'm like, I tape it every day. I tape all of it to try to keep up with you. But I taped it. So I watched it.
Yeah, me too.
And I watched it, I think, this morning when I got up at like 6.
Mm-hmm.
And she comes out and she's wearing this butterfly yellow pretty dress, you know, kind of thing.
Weird fit.
And her hair is parted in the middle, trying to be non-chuggy. And it's kind of crimpy, short, and then she has around her neck, Rocco, you got to look up the photo, she has on a choker that literally has a paper mache flower my kids made for me in second grade for Mother's Day.
SJP Carrie Bradshaw.
Yeah, but it's bigger. It's like bigger than Carrie Bradshaw's. And I understand what she's doing. Yeah. You know, at a certain age, your neck kind of wants you to put a zipper in the back, and sometimes you can't put one in. We know what happens to the neck. It just happens. So anyway, she just... And then her teeth, for some reason, the lipstick color she was wearing, she's one of the few that hasn't done veneers like us, and our teeth are only white if we're on a billboard. No, I said hasn't done veneers like us. So on a billboard, we look like we have white teeth because they can paint it on, but in real life, we don't. She just...
Julia.
I knew you would be distraught.
Okay.
Because this is your girl.
This is my girl.
Next to Cher.
And I loved her shoes.
Her shoes were fantastic.
I didn't even listen to any of James Corden's monologue.
Either did I.
I was really hoping that he was going to play a game with her like he did with Cher about the eat this or tell that or whatever that is.
Nope.
Like he was going to do something fun with her. But she came and I thought, oh, she's kind of got a Great Gatsby look going on.
Maybe she has a new role.
You know, it was kind of a flapperish because it was a narrow fit. Yeah. And I was trying to find the positives. And I was like, woo, that's yellow. And and then, wow, that's a big flower. And holy hell, what did she do to her hair?
Her hair.
And then I thought, oh, the shoes are perfect. The shoes are perfect.
We did not see enough of them.
Okay, yeah, I can't see the shoes in the pictures I'm looking at.
No,
yeah.
There was not enough shoe.
Okay, so then she sits down and I thought, well, I don't have to worry because Sharon has written an amazing book, even though I haven't read it, but she's got all these stories in it. And James, I don't know why, I just assumed they would have great chemistry. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think is happening. People are having shock going back out into the real world. This was the first time Sharon has been on something. She's Zoomed everything and she's got the Zoom down pat. Her lighting is beautiful.
Sure.
Her hair and makeup.
Yeah.
She was on The View last week in a rose pewter suit that I was dying for. And her hair was perfection.
Yep.
And I loved her mauve-y, almost, dare I say it, frosty eyeshadow that was working. And
right.
Anyway, so I clutched the non-existent pearls around my robe this morning as I'm watching my... Lady, my girl.
I couldn't wait to talk to you about it because I knew you were going to go crazy.
And then she was like...
We're talking about Sharon Stone.
She's like, hi, it's so good to see you. And he's like, hi, it's so... They said that like four times.
Yeah.
I'm like...
I'm sick of him.
get is to what happened the to me. Thing. And yep. Do you want to know what all they did?
Let's talk was about,
talk
her
about
near
the
death,
brain bleed.
Her near-death experience, and she almost died, and her brain was bleeding for 3 days.
He didn't let her just have, like, 1 minute. Okay, that's the most that I would have allowed her to have stayed on that subject. At all. He didn't get he
it was so bad.
No. Yeah, I blame
it went on forever. It was 5 minutes.
And I blame him because he's the host. He's setting the table.
Yep.
She didn't know. She's used to it because she's got very good she knows how to give couch.
Yeah.
But you need some guidance there. And he didn't get to the good one. Good question was, you know,
which one was good?
Well, the one good question at the very end was, how do you get into character? I mean, if you're nervous of public speaking, I've seen you be the auctioneer for Amfar.
Exactly.
How do you do it? And she said about how she came up with a character because of an auctioneer woman so she could get out of herself to just be outrageous because she raised so much money. So I and blaming James Corden
for making her do that long, drawn out, terrible story.
That he didn't figure out a way to cut her off, change the conversation.
Sharon, this is such a good story, but we really don't care.
Yes,
really. Sharon, can you quit? We don't want to hear about your near death experience.
She's such a good storyteller, and she was really earnest, but she was giving us detail that should be saved for listening to the book. And now if I listen to that book,
I'm not going to do it.
Or I read that book, I'm skipping all the brain chapters.
Rockaway, it went on forever, but here's something.
7 minutes.
It was so long. Here's something we did learn, though. Sharon Stone is a music writer. She writes songs.
Yes.
We never knew this.
That was one good thing.
And I don't know if you can find this, but she has a song out by this artist called Blossom.
Okay.
Or paper mache, or maybe that was just her necklace.
Actually, like, isn't that the words you use to describe
her? I'm looking at my notes. I have blossom and paper mache, so that was the necklace.
Right.
Okay. Memory.
So she has a song out?
Okay, memory. All right, memory of the beauty of living.
Okay. Yeah, she did mention the name of it.
She has just because she's in Europe, she's kind of, it's becoming a hit. And for years, she's written songs for European artists and never for U.S. artists because she was too embarrassed. And no one would, Sharon Stone, what are you doing this?
But you know, she's name dropped in that one rap song or whatever.
I think you're looking at your notes weird again because her memoir is called The Beauty of Living.
Okay, well, again, I didn't write. I took some notes.
Okay.
Just did you write down Sharon
Stone? I'm just Googling Sharon Stone's
songwriter.
Okay.
Anyway.
But it was, Lori, I just,
I blame James Corden. Okay.
You can't blame him for her outfit.
No, I don't. I mean, that is just, listen, people are just, we're like little ducklings going back out there. And, you know, maybe she didn't, maybe this, you know, she put this together herself.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody did this, you know, maybe her sister was, no, her sister died. Her sister was very sick with COVID. Anyway,
her sister didn't die. She made it through.
Whoever was with her in her closet that day and at the hair salon, or if they came there, they lied to her. You can pull off this crimped hair. This is what my hair used to look like before I got blowouts.
We have those. That was the first 3 years of the year.
Yeah. Air. No, this is what naturally curly, I just didn't like anything about it. I don't like an asymmetrical boob. Not for me, not for Sharon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything in your notes that say Haley Sales?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the song Never Before?
Yes.
Because that's the song.
Yeah. Let's listen.
Okay, here we go. Since we met. Around her neck.
No, it sounds soundtracky.
Laurie, it's so chuggy. Laurie,
I don't, because she's been so good. When she was on Stephen Colbert, they were delightful. She's been on so many things. And then James Corden let her drone on and on about an aneurysm and a brain bleed and being this close to death for 7 minutes when she's Sharon stone. It was double outrage for me yesterday with you guys rock-blocking my vintage scandal by bringing up Barbara Streisand for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which nobody has ever declared that that is a terrible
thing.
I'm
taking it on.
Oh. And so I couldn't even defend my share. And then I see this and I'm like, oh, geez.
I totally was dying because I knew, and I'm like, I didn't even want to tell you I watched it until we were on the air.
I was so excited because I knew that they would be in person.
I'm going to tell you something about James Corden. The way he talks, he gets so excited. I'd like to ask you about this.
Yeah.
Was it really that fabulous to have a brain aneurysm? How does it happen?
He wish he would have interrupted her, okay, with one of those enunciations.
Seriously, it was just too much, Rocco, and I just love the pain you were in for your girl. You will live and die by the sword of Sharon Stone, Cher, Prince. Who's another one?
Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. The hatred.
Yeah, the hatred, not the love. But here, let me tell you one juicy bit of Hollywood gossip before we get to the dirt alert. So now that the Golden Globes are off the schedule, the Critics' Choice Awards has swooped in and taken Sunday, January 9th, and that show has always been on the CW.
That's a good one.
From the Santa Monica hangar. I mean, they have swooped in and taken this thing.
Prime date.
I'm just thinking, Julia, with my devotion to the CW.
Oh, we're going to get invited.
How can we get to the red carpet of the Critics' Choice? Because it's TVs and movies.
Oh, no.
Our allegiance. We've always watched this show. We've talked about it. But the Golden Globes have made it impossible new people.
Well, CW here locally loves us.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so that's going to be... We're going. All right, January 8th. Where are we? Oh, I know. We're at a hangar in Orange County. John Wayne Airport. Here we come. I've peed in the parking lot there.
Santa Monica Airport.
Oh, it's a different one.
Even better. Just down the road from where we stay. All right, listen, we got to go. It's time for the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert, Dirt Alert.
Hello, Holly.
Good afternoon. Yes, happy Friday Eve, Lori and Julia. Let's talk about this Chrissy Teigen, Twitter, Courtney Stodden story. The drama continues.
Oh, okay. What now?
Yes. Well, TMZ is reporting, according to their exclusive sources, that Target is no longer carrying Chrissy Teigen's Cravings by Chrissy Teigen line of cookware. It has been completely removed from Target. Now, sources tell TMZ, they've got Target sources, that the line wasn't just removed this week. They're telling TMZ that Cravings by Chrissy Teigen was pulled from shelves last month. Now, TMZ is noting that Chrissy's three cookbooks are still available on the Target website as of the publication of this article. Now, TMZ asked a Target rep for an explanation of why they pulled Chrissy's line Cravings last month. You know, could it have just been the contract expired? Could it be that they're moving into different stuff? They don't know. Target's not responding to TMZ's request for comment.
You know, here's the unfortunate thing for Chrissy is Courtney Stodden called her out on this yesterday. I accept your apology, but I know you're just doing this to save like your brands and stuff. Yep. You still have me blocked on Twitter and you haven't reached out to me. And Chrissy, in her apology, said she has tried to reach out to Courtney Stodden.
That was a problem, the little lie in there.
Yeah. And then also, I believe that, you know, Chrissy Teigen was mean to other people. This is why she was the queen of Twitter. She was mean to Quazazane Wallace, the girl from Beast of the Southern
you're saying it wrong.
Wild. I'm saying her name wrong.
No,
I'm saying her name wrong, but she was... She was mean. She said she just had a lot of, you know, 26, 25-year-old, however, 27. She was like kind of a... She was a mean girl on Twitter. And now people are busting her. And she gave a good apology yesterday, and then it quickly went into a me. Almost like Ellen's apology and her explanations.
Oh, sure. Ellen DeGeneres sitting with Savannah Guthrie today.
She did a 360 from her Hollywood Reporter story where she just said it wasn't challenging anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was orchestrated and misogynistic. Damn.
Yeah, it was really interesting. Ellen talking to Savannah Guthrie about why the Ellen DeGeneres show is ending after 19 seasons, where she wasn't really addressing the issues that people were taking with the program and all
by their own internal investigation.
Yes. And that, you know, it was the workers who were on the set of Ellen and the long history of workers who were talking about the toxic working environment that was happening at the Ellen show. Ellen was just, it was almost like, oh, well, it was, they were attacking me, the press.
Yeah, they were attacking her. She found out about it. And I mean, it was so, I thought you should have stuck with it's the chat. It wasn't challenging anymore, even though people didn't really believe it. And we knew it was ratings and otherwise. But to continue to act surprised when they did an internal investigation, three longtime producers were fired, and she has a reputation of being mean as hell. And
yes,
people
she does.
Have known it for, it was an open secret in Hollywood. And for her, like, she could at least just say, I had no idea I could come off. So, you know, she could have owned up to the fact that she.
Yep.
Wasn't always the greatest boss or leader or whatever. You can own up to this stuff, but to act like, and then she, when she's told Savannah, well, every guest on our program always just said how wonderful it was to be on. I'm like, well, these are your Hollywood friends kissing your ass.
Yeah, well, that was a particularly irksome comment from Ellen DeGeneres, where, you know, it was like, your Hollywood A-list superstar is not going to be speaking up on the behalf of a production assistant who is being yelled at in the hall by an executive producer.
Right.
So.
All right. If I were Ellen's PR person, I would be going crazy over this Savannah interview. Because she comes off
so bad,
so tone deaf.
Yep.
Just like she did. I mean, it, like, oh, just own it, Ellen. Stop trying to, you know,
blame it on everyone else.
Yeah, blame it on everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's celebrate somebody, shall we? Let's celebrate Channing Tatum and his new status as a New York Times bestselling author.
Did that book, his Cinderella book, sell that many?
Well, it sold enough.
Good for him.
Yeah, so this is the one and only Sparkella. This is Channing Tatum's new children's book. He said he was literally speechless upon seeing his work on the New York Times best-selling list at the top of the list.
That's fun.
Yeah, 10-year-old me would not believe this. A little TV news for you guys. This one, it's special dedication to Lori. The CW is expanding their primetime schedule to Saturdays.
Well, you know, Dynasty came back last week.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. That show was so good.
Did you guys watch it?
I haven't on the DVR, but I mean, I love the CW. I just love that network.
Well, now finally, after 27 years, the CW is becoming a full 7-day-a-week broadcast network.
Very exciting.
Yes. We're going to their show next fall.
You know, the Critics' Choice has always been broadcast on the CW.
Oh,
so they want us to go.
Yeah, we figured they need us on that red carpet, which they...
I love that we've already been invited.
How do you feel that they took the Golden Globes date? They just swooped right in there.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you think the Academy Awards will go back to the end of February kind of a thing?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, it was awkward. It's an awkward year to try. You know, we're doing the best that we can, but... The Oscars being in April, it's kind of an afterthought. You know, you have your award season scheduled, and it's nice to have something to watch in February when it's cold and it's dark and you need some glamour in your life.
By the way, speaking of glamour, thank you so much for posting that great story and kind of about Halston, because the Netflix Halston drops tomorrow.
Yes. It's tomorrow
already? It's tomorrow on Netflix. Thank you, because, he's got this... It's going to be an amazing miniseries, I think.
Oh, I'm so excited about it. And there's a lot of history there. So read up on Halston. I know you guys were talking about that Battle of Versailles the other day.
Did I get any of those story right about the battle of the, was it 10 designers, 5 American, 5 French?
Yeah. If Halston doesn't dedicate at least an episode to this, this is where it was a fundraiser for the Palace of Versailles in need of repair in the 1970s. So they had French versus American. Apparently Halston and Liza Minnelli got into this super fight with each other and were like yelling. And there was like a lot of drama right before they were going on the stage. And, you know, people were just like, oh, well, Well, that's Halston and Liza for you. So,
and did, were the American designers like rocking it out and not being like how the French, you know, how runway shows had always been?
Yeah. You know, it was a big thrust into modern fashion where the Americans were putting on Liza Minnelli concerts. They were doing just fashion models, very diverse and very colorful, exciting fashions. I don't know. It's Halston, I want to watch that.
Yes, so it's going to be good.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for posting that for us.
You're welcome.
See you tomorrow.
Yes, we'll see you tomorrow. All right. My Talk Traffic.
And your theories.
All right. I love it when I have a theory that comes true. Okay. So
we do too, because the other made up ones are sometimes a lot of farce drugs. Right. So I'm interested in this too.
Okay. So I have had this conversation. I'm sure other people have had this conversation with people, but Casey and I were talking and I said to him, I said, you know, when we're fully vaxxed and we, you know, it seems like most of our friends and family.
Right.
I said, the television watching is going to come to a crashing.
Oh.
Halt, and people are going to be able to get rid of some of the streaming things.
Right.
And he's like, do you think so? And I said, I do think
so. Who's going to have that much time to sit around anymore? Who's going to want to?
Right. I mean, you know, unless this was like you're an introvert and this is kind of what you've always done. So anyway, I get this thing today and it's a survey. A study. 70% of Americans, of course, said, yep, they watched and streamed more in the 14 months of COVID than they've ever watched in their life. But they also said that a lot of the stuff they watched, they felt they had to keep up with the cultural zeitgeist that everybody was talking. Example number one. Tiger King.
And I never did it.
I didn't do it.
I just thought that's
And I mean,
dumb.
I was like, oh, we got to talk about it. Everybody's watching. Yep. And I felt an anxiousness about it because I was so anxious about what in the hell is going on. I thought, well, at least that's not going on. I also devoured zombie shows like crazy in the beginning of the pandemic because that made me feel better. At least zombies weren't outside, even though it felt like zombies were invisible.
Right.
You know, so anyway, so they...
What were the other ones?
People said I Care a Lot was another show that they wished they hadn't watched. S Creek.
Oh, yeah. People wish they wouldn't have watched that?
There are people that didn't like that humor. And then Bridgerton.
Oh, come on.
That was on the list.
So great.
And The Crown was on the list.
Oh, come on.
And also The Mandalorian, WandaVision, and The Last Dance. But
yeah, WandaVision was kind of my disappointment.
Was that your disappointment?
Yeah. You really did say that. Yeah,
people did admit that. Yes, Tiger King definitely that one hands down is the most overhyped show. But also the fact that socially distant peer pressure was a thing.
Yes,
for watching some of this stuff.
Yes,
and people also said their friends made them feel they had to keep up with it. And anyway, 49% of people, though, are going to cut out Netflix and or Hulu.
Something, right.
Something's going to give.
Especially over the summer.
A third of people are planning on canceling the streaming services once the country fully reopens. And people are citing the cost of having maybe 1, 2, 3, they let it get away from them.
Because they're kind of
looking and going, okay, I watched 2 shows on this streaming service.
Yeah.
Why do I really, you know,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. So this.
And they're easy to cancel.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that because
yeah, so
if you remember your
lot.
Passwords.
That's
yeah, that
lot.
Is.
If you're buying stock.
Yeah. Lori and I also read something today for Random that people are going to do twice as many things this summer as they did last summer.
Well, the summer is starting right now to make up for 2020. Yep. People, this is a survey of people. Nobody is waiting for June 20th. We've never waited for June 20th, the official solstice. I don't know. I guess for me, I always think of summer is starting as
when it's warm.
I usually think of Memorial Weekend because that's the first weekend I go to a cabin, hopefully.
Okay, yeah.
to me, a cabin invitation or a boating invitation is the start of summer, and that has been Memorial. Sometimes
I'm hoping to boat this weekend.
Yeah, sometimes you'll get lucky and, you know, get a cabin invitation sometime in May, but 50-50 on if it'll feel at all summery.
I'm hoping.
Because sometimes you got to bring your long johns on
I completely said to everybody, you got to bring rainwear, too, because we're going on the boat no matter what.
So 6 out of 10 Americans, they just were going to kick it into high gear. Here's another theory for you. If just think about, like, people didn't get to have their coworker lunch dates in this time of COVID. Yeah. Like, you know, that was always like one of the fun things
to catch up with everybody and go gossip about work.
Yes.
Go talk about the boss.
Yes. Here's the deal. In many offices, friendly coworkers would often, you know, have their meal breaks. So they're talking together and eating together. And research from Mass General Hospital, this was a study that was done in 2019 and into 2020, but they found that people tend to mirror the food choices of the others in their social circles.
You get a salad, I'll get a salad. You get a yummy sandwich.
Well, maybe split
right.
it.
Right.
And so anyway, that's been a thing that people are also looking to getting back together with their fellow humans and being able to eat together and maybe get back to eating some healthier choices, too.
Is that going to come?
Well,
I hope so.
You know, it is one of the pleasures of going out to lunch is ordering a nice salad that somebody else has made.
That someone's cut and done all the work for you.
Yeah.
I know it. The only thing, I think the thing that we're all going to realize is that there's going to be a little sticker shock. Because suddenly everything, everywhere, all walks of life is more expensive.
Yeah.
That's just for a month or two, I feel like.
Yeah, I don't know.
This is going to be a little bit more expensive.
Okay. Now, do you believe this? Too much self-awareness, mindfulness can actually make people more selfish.
100%.
You do.
Okay, 100%. I believe it 100%. If you are so mindful about all walks of life and I'm fulfilled and I'm being this and this and this, you are spending so much time thinking about you. You are. Of course. 100% I believe that. Because it's all about you, but it's more about you because you're so you-ing you. You're going to be so much better at you, but that takes energy, and so now you're thinking so much more about you.
Did you write this study
No,
or
but
something?
I feel this like is... I know this. This I know. This is an innate thing that I know.
It should be the study of duh.
Yeah.
It is.
Well,
anyone who spends that much time trying to eat right, doing colonics, doing intermittent fasting, only eating green, only talking
in... Making vagina candles.
Right. Only talking with words that sound positive, you know, only feeling thoughts that are energetic. I mean, that takes so much energy to be that great.
Yeah. Yes, this is this was done. It was a psychology study.
I'm going to be a psychologist.
That was from the University of Buffalo. And they said, even though it has good intention, if companies do too much mindfulness training to their workers, it will impact a range of pro-social behaviors, but they, basically people always looking inward at their own thoughts and feelings does not always produce the same results when those individuals look outwardly at others.
Yeah.
And it's the biggest difference between Western mindfulness and the Eastern philosophy of mindfulness, which is more focused on helping others.
Right.
And not turning.
I feel like yes.
Yeah. So this does not surprise you.
No, it doesn't. And not even for half a second. I could have wrote that story.
Well, Julia, it was a theory.
I mean, I know people who spend so much time trying to make themselves better, but they really are doing is spending so much time on themselves and no one else.
Right.
And everything is about themselves.
Yes. Okay.
Because they're being better, but all they do is talk about themselves. And you're just like, oh, please, go volunteer.
Now, do you think this theory that 2 out of 3 people say the best partner they've ever had is themselves is a direct result of the COVID
and mindfulness? Jeez. I read that, Lori, and I thought, wow.
Wow. 2 in 3 Americans think they are mind-blowing in bed and say they've had their best orgasm solo mio. And
I think people are trying to find a positive out of COVID.
Like in their whole life, their best orgasm was a solo.
That's too bad.
Remember, this was done
during COVID.
In the time of our Lord COVID.
Okay. At the time of 2020.
Yeah. Oh, so
I don't know. I
think that played a more heightened awareness, yes. Excuse the pun. And people will vote differently on the island next year.
I think they will too.
Yeah.
Because you're just all about you. You know,
like what? I don't think I'll watch Temptation Island like I did every night in August.
Remember,
last
you
year.
Did.
It
you
saved
did.
My August. It saved
Isn't
me
that funny?
From I the felt, pain.
I felt that way about Heart of Dixie.
Yes.
7 years of it, I could watch it.
I could watch trash every, and you know, it would be the same people, and I got it every night.
You were.
Every
Remember,
night.
You were. I'm like, how it. Do you do that?
Julia,
but there's nothing to do. I'm so grateful for tennis courts.
Yes, there you go. So anyway, I think they're going to get, my theory is they're going to have a different answer on the survey next year.
I would agree.
All right, listen, when we come back, we're going to play a song. Rocco's going to get it. It's a four-year anniversary of this song. The singer looked back on this song today very fondly, and I think, Julia, we are going to feel very similarly. We'll be right back. 4 years ago, this song came out. Julie and I were immediately
in love,
obsessed with the song. Learned quite a few of the words, Rocco. Not that we could fill in the musical blank without singing along.
I don't even remember the song. Was it? Was this a hit?
Oh yeah, Malibu.
It was a huge hit.
I'm Chugy.
Yeah, you're Chugy with this. She shared on Instagram that it was the 4 year anniversary of her song, which is inspired by her. It's about her and Liam's life together in the beachside town of Malibu. It was a really happy video. We thought they were so happy. So did she. And she said, today is a 4 year anniversary of Malibu, a song about a place and a person that at the time I loved very much. That love was reciprocated beyond what I could describe here with freedom and escapism. I lost it at home along with many others in 2018. Here's a video of me writing it in my home studio. You know, I wonder if more than anything, that fire and that devastation broke those two up too.
Yeah, that was really sad.
And they'd been together 10 years since she was 17 and he was like 21 or whatever.
He's close to getting married to the new one.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, they had 10 years together, you know, and but I loved
that. We did love that.
And the video was so happy.
It was so happy.
Uh-huh. And we love Malibu. I love Malibu.
Love Malibu.
It's a great love song to Malibu.
That was a hard one.
Yeah, I know. So I like that she's feeling sentimental. I like when somebody shares their feelings about something as personal as a song.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to watch it last night, but The Hills is back.
Oh, Lori, I forgot to tell you that yesterday.
The Hills is back, and Brody Jenner and Caitlin Carter talked about her hot girl romance, hot girl summer with Miley Cyrus. Because those two used to be married.
Brody didn't want to talk about it.
Well, they were together, but their BFF couple down the road from their house was Miley and Liam. So when they broke up, when Miley breaks up with Liam and, you know, a month later shows up on, you know, the Italian Riviera making out a maniac.
Remember that, Caitlin.
I mean, it's not any different than, you know, like the couples. You hear this with couples. It's just that they happen to be two women.
Right.
Exploring everything that there is to explore on the Adriatic coast, Julia. All the hills and valleys.
Oh, good Lord.
Anyway, but they talked about it. You know, they broke up, and I'm excited to watch The Hills. You know, I'm excited to see Brandon, Leon. I hope Pammy makes an appearance. I doubt if it will, but anyway, Caitlin will probably be annoying. I always like to look at Brody, but yeah, they do talk about it. Because it was scandalous.
It was massively scandalous, yes.
Yeah, she was in this public relationship with Brody Jenner on The Hills, blah, blah, blah. And then she goes in like 1 month of them both breaking up with their husbands. Miley loses her house in the fire. Caitlin doesn't. And then, you know, they're having a hot and heavy hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. Yeah. We're having a hot back summer.
Yeah, we sure are. So I like that they talked about it. I'll have to report, back on how the show is.
Yeah,
I'm sure Spencer will annoy the hell out of me.
I love that you're gonna.
Do you think Brittany watches the show The Hills? I feel like she does.
I'm sure Brittany, are you? I'll ask her.
Yeah, all right.
I'll ask her. I'm sure she does.
What else do we have for you on our show page? Oh, the Sharon Stone. You know, I never said after all of that, we posted the photo.
So, oh, you didn't tell me that.
I buried the lead. I was so upset with the whole everything.
We talked about that at 5 o'clock. Okay.
It's posted the Halston History Primer on his amazing life.
I can't wait.
This is posted for you. And then Reese Witherspoon sharing a cute childhood photo to, you know, help the Friends reunion hype for HBO because they've announced a date for that.
What is the date?
May 27th.
Which is a
and
Thursday.
And what are they doing for that?
It's a reunion with everybody.
I feel like it's a 2-hour special.
And it's going to be everyone who was ever on it.
Yeah, and people are going to, I don't know. They're going to kiss everybody's butt and they're going to say nice things to each other.
Yep, there we go.
But anyway, the story that really people can't get enough now at the end of the day is John Mulaney dating Olivia Munn. After meeting at church amid his post-rehab divorce from his heartbroken wife.
It's terrible.
Let us know that she was heartbroken. He decided to end their marriage.
It's terrible.
After he came out of rehab. That is, Olivia Munn has some explaining to her mom to do. This is the kind of a situation that, like, my mom didn't get involved in a lot of stuff with her daughters. But if you were in a messy quicksand situation.
Did she have words about it?
Oh, yes. You would hear from the mutti. Messy situations being rehab, already married.
Right. Affairs.
Affairs.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can see that.
You know.
Those are messy situations.
She didn't usually weigh in on stuff. You know, she's like, people are going to do, you know, what you do. She wasn't much for giving advice. But if you were in a mess.
You'd hear about it from the mutti.
Well, she would, I'm just saying, Olivia Munn is explaining to her mom.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, right now what's going on.
Oh, my gosh.
How do you explain a heartbroken wife?
Sat with the, he went through rehab and all of his alcoholism and everything, and then he dumps her the minute he's out.
And after meeting Olivia in church.
That would be painful.
Like probably at a, probably at a 12-step meeting.
Do you think Olivia mom's sober?
I have no idea, but I mean, this is where a lot of Hollywood people meet each other. This is what I know from watching shows like The Hills and Dr. Drew.
You know these things.
Did you know that Olivia Munn's a black belt in Taekwondo? That's on our wiki page.
I did not know that, but supposedly there's some, they have to keep their eyes peeled for fakers at some of these
AA
Hollywood meetings.
Because people are just coming in there to meet a celeb. Yeah.
Possibly.
I could see that.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Maybe they move them around. So to me, the Hollywood speak meeting at church is they met at
an AA meeting.
An AA meeting in West Hollywood.
Sparks flew. There was no turning back. Everyone have a great night. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.